Michael Brown. Settlement talks underway in thousands of opioid lawsuits here in the United States. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Purdue Pharma, blamed by some as the main culprit for the opioid crisis in this country, says in a statement it's prepared to defend itself, but also sees little good in years of wasteful litigation and appeals. Purdue and other drug companies have been named in more than 2,000 suits filed by states, counties, and cities across the country. NBC reports that the privately held company has offered to settle for $10 billion to $12 billion. An attorney representing local governments says there is a gag order, but he does confirm that there are active settlement discussions underway. Word of the talks comes a couple months before the start of the first federal trial in Cleveland. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is moving some money within the department to fund border programs. The AP's Ed Donahue has more on that story.
$271 million from agencies like FEMA and the Coast Guard are being moved to pay for immigration detention beds and to support the policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. The money will cover temporary spaces along the border to help hear asylum cases faster. The bed space is covered under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Congress specifically did not authorize additional ICE funding. Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Lucille Roybal Allard said the change would support inhumane programs and take away necessary funding for other agencies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Japan's downgrading of South Korea's trade status took effect Wednesday. South Korea's foreign ministry summoned the Japanese ambassador to South Korea to file an official complaint about the matter. In Seoul, a group of business owners staged a rally denouncing Japan's latest trade restrictions against South Korea and called for the continued boycott of Japanese products. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Deutsche Bank responds to a federal appeals court regarding President Trump's tax returns. Get more on this story from Mike Gracia.
Two congressional committees may be closer to seeing President Donald Trump's tax returns. Deutsche Bank said in a court filing Tuesday it has tax returns responsive to a subpoena sent this year. Citing privacy rules, Deutsche Bank blacked out the name of the person whose tax returns it has. But the bank has a long history of business with Trump's real estate company. Trump and three of his children have sued to block the House Financial Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee from obtaining the records. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals indicated last week it will review the legality of the subpoenas. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Tropical storm Dorian threatened Puerto Rico with a direct hit on Wednesday as forecasters said it made a last-minute shift in its path and could reach near hurricane strength in its approach to the U.S. territory.
Dorian is currently located a few hundred miles east-southeast of Puerto Rico. It's moving northwestward and will likely pass near or over that island on Wednesday. Once it passes over Puerto Rico, moves into the Atlantic, and there's some very warm waters near the Bahamas, it could allow it to strengthen again close to, it'd probably lose a little intensity moving over Puerto Rico, but then regain it over the next day or two, and could be approaching a hurricane intensity as it gets nearer to the southeastern U.S.
The change in the storm's course concerned many across Puerto Rico, where some 30,000 homes still have blue tarps as roofs nearly 2 years after Hurricane Maria. People on the island still depend on a shaky power grid that has remained prone to outages since it was destroyed by the Category 4 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center issued a hurricane watch for Puerto Rico. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says his country will accept aid from G7 countries to battle wildfires in the Amazon rainforest only if French President Emmanuel Macron retracts what Bolsonaro considers offensive remarks. Macron has questioned Bolsonaro's honesty and commitment to protecting the environment. Last week, Macron threatened to block a free trade deal between Latin America and the European Union unless the Brazilian president took serious steps to fight the Amazon fires. On Monday, Bolsonaro said the money could be better used to reforest Europe. World leaders at the G7 summit on Monday committed an immediate $20 million to fight the wildfires threatening the world's biggest rainforest. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.